Prison camps are an unavoidable factor in war, and that fact was no different during the American Civil War. The most infamous of them all was Andersonville, a Confederate prison that was overcrowded, disease-ridden and violent. This is where Waterford man Edward Wellington Boat found himself towards the end of the war, as Orla Rappel now reports.
The name Edward Wellington Boat is not one that conjures up endless articles when searched for on the internet. However, this Waterford man experienced life in a notorious Confederate prison during the American Civil War and made a stance against President Lincoln because of it, a stance that would affect his life in his adopted home.
He was a lone voice, really, and a lone detractor of President Lincoln. And again, even in this, his fellow journalists had the last laugh, and they went to great lengths of saying unfavourable things about him, even in his obituary.
Edward Wellington Boat was born in Waterford in 1822.
His unusual surname, I suppose that's what really stood out, and the fact then that he was from Waterford, I suppose it really just kind of got me interested. I'd never come across the surname before, and the more I uncovered of his story and his life, the more interesting it became.
James Doherty is a local historian from Wellington Boat's home county.
Good background. He originally became a journalist. He worked as a journalist in Waterford, then briefly in London, and kind of made his way through his career in journalism to the States.
In America, Edward enlisted in the Union Army and joined the 42nd New York Volunteers.
Quite late in the war, so the war was well underway, so I suppose he knew what he was getting himself in for. He was actually captured quite quickly. He was captured quite at the Battle of Bristoe Station, which was, although it was a Union victory, Edward was captured there. And it's really prior, or after I should say, his capture, his life starts getting very interesting.
Edward was sent to Andersonville Prison, a Confederate prisoner of war camp in Georgia. It had opened in February 1864. It was originally 16.5 acres and designed to hold 10,000 prisoners, but swiftly became overcrowded. By August 1864, the amount of prisoners there had tripled.
Really, I suppose you could call it a death camp. 25% of all the prisoners there died. It was over 40,000 Union soldiers held in Andersonville, and around 13,000 of them died of the conditions there. Ironically, one of the things that made the conditions so bad, or helped make the conditions bad, was the presence of a group within the prison called the Andersonville Raiders.
The Andersonville Raiders were a group of rogue prisoners. They terrorised their fellow inmates, preyed on new prisoners and stole food and possessions throughout the camp. As a result, their living conditions were considerably better than their fellow inmates.
Now, Boat was one of a group of inmates who said, kind of, enough is enough. They violently overthrew the power of the raiders within the prison camp, and they had a trial. Now, Boat, because of his experience as a journalist, worked as a clerk, and he recorded the details of this trial. The end for the raiders wasn't very pleasant, and the six leaders of this group were hung. And through this action of kind of restoring order within the prison, they came in contact with the commandant, a guy called Henry Wirtz.
Wirtz was a Swiss-born Confederate officer in the American Civil War. He was the commander of Andersonville for a year in 1864. During this year, the population of the prison camp peaked, so much so that it was the fifth largest city in the Confederacy.
And a lot of people argued that the prison guards really had as bad or as dissimilar conditions as the prisoners themselves, and they didn't have much better food.
Wirtz requested that a group, including Wellington Boat, would travel to the north to meet with Lincoln about the conditions in the prison.
There was a blockade situation in the south, and this blockade led to poor conditions, led to poor food and poor medicine going into the prisons. Edward Boat's mission was to meet Lincoln and plead for a relaxation of this blockade and try and encourage a prisoner exchange.
However, Edward and his group were not successful in their mission.
They never really got a good reception in New York. They didn't get to meet President Lincoln, and there wasn't really a relaxation of the conditions in the southern prisons. Some would argue that Lincoln was quite happy to leave a lot of Union soldiers in the prisons because he could afford to lose them where the South couldn't, so he didn't want the prisoner exchange. You know, it's open to debate.
The end of the American Civil War was declared just under a year after Wirt sent Edward Wellington Boat on his failed mission to meet Lincoln. And in May 1865, the federal government put Wirtz on trial for conspiring to impair the lives of Union prisoners of war.
We next see Boat in history at the trial of Henry Wirtz. Uniquely, I suppose, Boat was one of the only people who stood up and pleaded in defence of Henry Wirtz at his trial.
At the trial, Boat pointed out that the poor conditions at the prison were somewhat due to the actions of President Lincoln.
Pints he tried to get across were just dismissed out of hand. Unfortunately, I think Henry Wirtz's fate was predetermined when he went into that trial, and he was destined to be hung. He's one of the only people who were hung for war crimes in the American Civil War.
Boat's life in America did not fare well after testifying in defence of Wirtz.
Lincoln at this stage had been assassinated and had received almost godlike status in the North. And for Boat, it was, I suppose, either very brave or very foolish for him to come out and speak against President Lincoln. But ultimately, he paid the price. His career suffered as a journalist. His personal life suffered.
Edward Wellington Boat died in the early 1770s. His health never improved after experiencing Andersonville. Upon his death, his wife wrote an obituary to their local paper, an obituary that was preceded by the thoughts of the editor.
Edward Wellington Boat died last night in the county hospital in Flatbush. He was a man of good abilities and much miscellaneous newspaper experience, but of late years sacrificed self-respect to self-indulgence, and from being a writer of items, sank to furnishing police items for his former confreres to record. His wife, who has been alternatively the assistant of his literary labors and the victim of his neglect and ill usage, is left unprovided for.
For someone to survive Andersonville, if he hadn't taken the stance he had, he probably would have been viewed as a war hero in the North. But unfortunately, because he spoke out against Lincoln, he had the opposite effect. His career and his personal life were hampered at every turn. And again, even in death, his fellow journalists had the last laugh.
And the story of Waterford man Edward Wellington Boat was part of Orla Apple's series Irish Fighters, American War, which was produced with funding from the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Andersonville prison camp was known as the Auschwitz of the American Civil War.